Cooking with the Smiths is a horror series that involves violence, gore, character death, and other heavy themes. Happy cooking!
You're fucking ridiculous. You do this every time.
I don't even know what I did.
Oh, of course, because it's always my fault, isn't it?
No, that's not what I said. You're taking words out of my mouth.
I'm always the bad guy, aren't I? Because you're precious little Stevie and you can never be
wrong.
Bridget,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Just let me make it up to you. I don't want to fight anymore.
And you think that I do want to fight?
No, that's not what I said.
I hate fighting like this. I hate what this turned into. We used to be so happy. You remember that? What happened to that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why are we always fighting?
I don't know, Bridget. I don't know.
I'm so sick of this. I'm sick of fighting. I'm sick of feeling drained around you. I'm so sick of you.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I do. I'm fucking sick of you, Steve.
Hey, no. I'm sorry. Steve, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
You did mean it. You always mean it.
No. I just get ahead of myself. Steve, I'm sorry. I love you. You know that, right?
I love you too. I love you so much. I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. We both said things we didn't mean. We'll figure this out, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be okay.
Steve. You okay?
What do you think?
You never knew about the earring, didn't you?
What earring?
Bridget's earring. It's been bugging me ever since. We must have dropped it when we, you know, it must have fallen on the ground and we didn't notice because her mom saw it and...
And that's why she got suspicious.
This whole thing could have been avoided if we didn't forget the fucking earring.
No. No, I think they still would have caught me.
Why did you confess?
Because I'm guilty, Nate. I'm a guilty man and I deserve to be punished for this.
What about Rosemary, though? Why did you say you killed her?
What does it matter anymore? I'm already going to jail for the rest of my life if I'm lucky. What does it matter?
But you didn't kill her. I know you didn't. Why would you do it? Why would you throw away your life like that?
I did it for you.
For me.
So they wouldn't suspect you anymore. So that I could be the soul killer and you wouldn't get in any trouble.
I don't want this. You're my baby brother. I'm still trying to fix this. I'm going to fix this.
There's no fixing this anymore. Just go home. Officer, I'm ready now.
You sure? You still got more time.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was nice seeing you.
Can I help you?
Yeah. My name's Marjorie Trueno. I was hoping to see if I could talk to Stephen Wood. He's here, isn't he?
Yeah, he's here, but he's refusing to speak to anyone. You're out of luck, Marjorie.
Oh. Is he okay?
He's under the arrest for the murders of two women, so you tell me.
I'm sorry?
He confessed yesterday. He's awaiting trial.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's not feeling too chatty. How you holding up?
I feel weird.
Yeah. I could imagine. Well, I'll assure you this, Marjorie. We got the bad guy. You and your boyfriend are safe. Some people here think Nate may have had something to do with it, but I'm the higher up here, and if I say he didn't do anything, then no one will investigate. You don't need to worry.
No one thinks I did anything.
No, nobody at all. You're safe.
Oh, I just remembered that I have dinner in the oven. I have to run. Thank you for filling me in, though.
Yeah, of course. And if you need anything at all, you give us a call right away, all right?
Now, I know, for some, veal burgers may not sound too appetizing, but trust me, these turn out absolutely delicious. Just one catch, though. The mozzarella has to be fresh. Mixed with the garden vegetables and the sweet potato fries on the side, all the flavors mix so perfectly with this dish. If anyone tries this recipe for the first time, leave a comment and let me know. And enjoy, everybody! I'll see all of my fans in the next episode. And as always, happy cooking! Nate, come eat!
I'm not eating.
Honey, you're gonna starve. You didn't eat lunch either.
I got something while I was in town.
I made you a sandwich, though. You didn't eat it?
Didn't even know it was there.
You don't want to eat what I made?
No, I don't feel good. The whole Steve situation, it makes me sick.
Well, I don't see how it really affects us.
He's my brother. Of course it affects us.
Just eat, okay? You'll feel better with something in your stomach.
I'm not hungry. Look, I just want to fix this. I just want this to all go back to normal. I love you, Mar. I love you so much. I just want all of this to go away. I just want it to be you and I again.
Eat. It's good.
Just let me get my hands on him. I swear to God, I don't even care what happens to me after. Just let me at him.
Are you threatening to hurt someone in our custody?
You know what? Yeah, I am. Jesus Christ, what am I supposed to do? Just go home and have a beer and celebrate?
Yeah, actually. We caught him. He's gonna get what he deserves for this. Just let us do our job, Maverick.
But he's just sitting in that cell staring at the wall. What good does that do? He killed my wife, my daughter. He destroyed everything I love, and he just gets to have a trial like somebody with a fucking speeding ticket.
That's the law.
It shouldn't be. This isn't fair. He ruined my life. I should get to ruin his. I should get to kill him like how he killed my family.
Why don't I walk you to your car?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Hey, this isn't the way to the front door.
How bad do you want him gone?
Bad.
How much are you willing to pay me for it?
Come again?
Your wife, she was a businesswoman, wasn't she?
Yes, ma'am. She was.
So, you probably have a little bit saved up, don't you? So I'll ask you again, how much are you willing to pay me for the chance to kill Steve?
5,000.
I need to call off a lot of security measures for this to work. It's risky. 5,000 isn't gonna cut it.
10.
Come on, we both want him gone.
20. $20,000.
25.
Deal.
You can pay me tomorrow. I'll make sure the back door's unlocked, as well as the door to his holding cell.
You don't think he'll try and run?
No, I don't. Midnight tonight. Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
And no matter what happens, if you mention to anybody that we made this little deal, then I'll make sure you have it even worse than him. Am I understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Let me walk you to your car.
No, no, something's not right. Something's not adding up. He couldn't have killed Rosemary. He's covering for his brother. He has to be. It's that Nate guy. I swear to God he did it. He must have. Can't prove it, though, so...
No, 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 please, please, I didn't do anything.
You know what you did. Get up.
I'm up. What are you waiting for?
I'm not waiting for anything.
Then kill me. Don't stand here and make me anticipate it. Please just kill me.
Don't you dare fucking tell me what to do.
Please, please, don't make me wait for it. If you're going to kill me, please just kill me.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
What are you waiting for?
I'm not waiting for anything.
Then do it. Kill me, please. Please, I don't want to rot in jail. And I know you want this. So please, just get it over with. Please.
I don't know if I can do it.
No, 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 no. Please listen. I know you want this. I know you miss them. I stabbed your daughter at the side of her neck. I felt her muscles. I had to wash her blood off my hands. Your wife, too, I killed her. Put her car in the lake so no one would find it. That was me. And now here I am, in the flesh, and you're standing 10 feet in front of me, and I know you want to give them justice, so please, do what you were gonna do, and get it over with, and just fucking kill me!
I always liked your story.
Kill me! God damn it, kill me like I killed them!
What the hell is?
He was telling me to.
Drop the knife. Put your hands where I can see him.
He was telling me to. He wanted me to.
Drop the knife. Hands up. Was it worth it, Maverick?
Yeah. It was.
This episode of Cooking with the Smiths was written and edited by Ted Havner. It featured the voices of Jameson Moritov as Steve, Kit Patterson as Mr. Smith, Gigi Ciccone as Lieutenant Willow, Alyssa Rolden as Marjorie, Ted Havner as Nate, Pollock Centers as Detective Braxton, Emile October as Bridget, and Elliot Brown as the Officer. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing or following us on our Instagram at Cooking with the Smiths Pod for updates. We hope to see you for next week's upload, and as always, happy cooking!